Today on Dog Pound Report, we've got Dwayne Bowe predicting 2015 greatness. Defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill profiles his bully defense. Matt Wilhelm on mock drafts. And T. West aims for a 1,000-yard season. This is Dog Pound Report.
Good morning and welcome to Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin, and as he is each and every week, Nathan Zagouras. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Got back from California for a little WrestleMania, and I know you were out in Arizona. How was that?
Man, Arizona was good. We did some Indian stuff, so we'll talk about that later in the show. But look at you. You've been in, you were in California, you were in Florida. Man, you're all over the place.
Trying to. Got to get those vacations in, but I had to be sure that I was here for Dog Pound Report.
Let's talk about the Browns' latest wide receiver signee, Dwayne Bowe. He had some interesting things to say this week on Cleveland Browns Daily.
I'm going to give him something to watch, give him something to come to the game for, just like I did in Kansas City, man, making big plays, getting the crowd into it, spending time in the Dog Pound. You know, just getting that spunk back to where, you know, every game I'm doing something spectacular.
It would be great to see Dwayne Bowe 2010. Might be tough to do, but can we expect something like that?
I don't know if we're going to get that when he had 15 touchdowns. We didn't even throw 15 touchdowns last year as a team, but we're going to get a very productive player that Ray Farmer is familiar with. He was in Kansas City, a part of that personnel department when they drafted Dwayne Bowe in the first round that season. Second all-time for Chiefs in terms of receptions, third for yardage. This is a very productive player, has had at least 57 catches in each of the last 4 years. But you go from that 15-touchdown season, he's had 13 in the 4 seasons since then, none last year. Chiefs didn't even throw a single touchdown to a wide receiver. But Dwayne Bowe is going to thrive in this offense. West Coast principles, big physical guy, can win on those slant routes, can use his body, and that's where he's going to help in the red zone. We didn't have anybody quite like Dwayne Bowe. I think he's got a good chance. 7-8 touchdowns, 60 balls, 800 to 1,000 yards. He is the number one receiver on this team.
Okay, well, you say he's number one. Browns fans want to see this team draft a wide receiver. How does signing Dwayne Bowe affect the draft?
Not at all. Dwayne Bowe is a guy right now who's really on a one-year prove-it deal, can be a two-year deal if he plays well, but you still need that young guy on the outside. So if a Devontae Parker's there at 12 and Danny Shelton is gone, I think you maybe look at Devontae Parker, the wide receiver out of Louisville, or if Amari Cooper falls. I still think it's a priority, and I think even if the Browns don't draft one in the first round, you could see a receiver go in the second or the third. Again, a deep receiver draft like the year before, you still need some young talent on the outside because your top three are Bowe, Hart, Line and Hawk. We don't have any spring chickens amongst them.
And some tall guys, too. You've got 7 guys that can go in the first round over 6'1"-ish. Let's talk about our next
size.
It's going to be a good one. All right, let's talk about our next topic. The Browns have been fined $250,000, and general manager Ray Farmer will be suspended without pay for the first 4 regular season games of the year. What does this mean?
So in Atlanta, they lost a draft pick because they were trying to gain a competitive advantage, so they were docked a pick. The Browns weren't trying to gain a competitive advantage. The league found that, so they weren't put at a disadvantage in the draft without a pick. What this means is that Ray Farmer will be there for the entire draft. He'll be there for the entire offseason. He'll be there as the Browns set their final 53-man roster. Then his suspension will kick in for the first 4 weeks of the season. I think it's ultimately going to help strengthen his relationship with Mike Pettine, and the Browns are going to be able to move forward, and they'll have good people in place to help kind of steer the ship while Ray Farmer's out for those 4 games.
All right, let's talk about something that's a lot more fun, and the Indians have their first game of the season tomorrow at Houston, and then they will be home on Friday for the home opener. What you may not know is that several of the Browns players in the past were actually drafted by Major League Baseball. Let's talk a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, so Jacoby McDaniel out of Florida State was a third baseman, an all-state player. He was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers. Jordan Poyer, he's a guy who was an outfielder, a pitcher, played very well. And by the way, if you're at Joe Hayden's softball game, was hitting home runs all over the place, a very productive guy. He was drafted as well in the 42nd round by the Florida Marlins. We know Johnny Manziel was drafted by the San Diego Padres last year. And how about the GM, Ray Farmer himself, drafted not once but twice by the Seattle Mariners out of high school and then after college, started off at Duke as a two-sport star, shoulder surgery, forced him to football only. But there's a little bit of talent there for the Browns.
He could have been Bo Jackson. What was he thinking?
He could have been Bo Jackson. Bo knows, but now Ray knows.
All right, so just for fun, as we had this conversation, I thought, well, let's take some of the guys that were from the Browns past, maybe some of the guys that are here right now, and make up a team that maybe could compete in Major League Baseball. Again, you got to do a little time warp thing here. So this is the team I came up with. Gene Hickerson, the Hall of Famer. I'm going to have him as my catcher.
I like that.
You good with that?
Yes.
At first base, Al Bubba Baker. Could you imagine how far he could hit the baseball?
He's going to give you some home runs and some ribs.
All right, back up the middle, I'll go with 2 current players. I'll go with Joe Hayden at second base. You know, you saw him in the softball game last year. Pretty outstanding. He can hit.
Absolutely, he can hit, and we know he can cover. He's going to man that, turn the 2 with Johnny Manziel. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Johnny Manziel. We'll take him at shortstop because he was drafted by the Padres. Dave Logan. the tight end that Brian Sipe used to love to throw to. We'll take him. The Reds drafted him to either be a pitcher or an infielder. Now, listen to my outfield because I think you'll like this. Eric Metcalf in right field. Imagine how
love
fast
that.
He would be there.
Yes.
In center field, you got to go with Jim Brown. The Indians actually offered him a contract at one point.
The GOAT.
It'd be nice to see that. All right, how about Reggie Rucker? You may not think about it, but Reggie really had a chance to go on and play Major League Baseball at one point. The guy once hit a 400-foot home run against Harvard while playing for Boston University.
This is a team that's going to swipe a lot of bases. There's going to be a lot of speed and a lot of power. I like it.
All right, well, that's fantasy baseball, and that's it would be kind of fun. I'm sure you'll be doing that at home as well. All right, when we come back, oh, I forgot about Brandon Whedon. He'd be our pitcher.
He would be the pitcher. Slow, deliberate, and he probably can throw a mean heater, the high, hard one.
It'd be interesting. All right, enough with baseball. Let's talk a little bit more football. Dog Pound Report returns right after this.
Coming up next, burning draft day questions answered and defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill.